Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look who it is. Murph's back. The legend, Dale Murphy, our good friend. Braves God. Murph's Restaurant near SunTrust. My man, Murph.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me again. Thank you.
How you doing, buddy? Everything good?
Yeah, good. Good. Excited for tomorrow. Get the Braves going. And fun team to watch, I'll tell you. Here's my tip to all starting pitchers to the Braves is against the Braves is stay out there for a couple extra minutes and make sure you're loose, because you don't want to go through the first inning and just kind of think, well, I'll get going here, because Ronald Acuna Jr. is something to watch, I'll tell you.
So when you watch that team this year and last year, the way they've kind of developed and turned into a winner again, what have you thought?
Well, I think the whole organization is pretty strong too. They still got more prospects on the way, and the prospects that filled in, Markakis got hurt, and Austin Riley came up and did a tremendous job. A lot of guys just came up and helped them. So it's going to be a whole organizational accomplishment this year. And people ask me all the time about chemistry and things like that, and they really do have some great chemistry. They have a blast. They're young. They got Markakis and Freddie Freeman, who kind of keep the kids in line.
Right.
And Brian Snitker is just really solid to play for. He just is. The guys love him. They really got a good thing going there. They really do.
What did you think when I thought a cool thing that I was impressed with, this manager of theirs, that he would actually call out that star and say, you're not going to lollygag around here, bro. I can guarantee you it's not happening on my watch. And I just thought that was really good for professional sports to finally see, I got to be honest with you, someone of some substance of power, the manager, telling a superstar player, you better work hard here and hustle or you won't play.
Yeah, and, Bobby Cox was a mentor of Brian Snitker's, and, Bobby loved his guys. Snitker loves his guys, but they also don't put up with any
nonsense.
Anything like that. They just don't put up with it, and they'll have a real honest conversation with you and say, "Look, you got to change." And Acuna watched the ball for a little bit long, and he should have had a double easy. It was off the wall, and he just watched it too long, and he took him out. Yeah, they had probably a 7 or 8 game lead at that time, but I think Brian Snitker would have done it at any time, because here's the deal. Your culture always has to come first on a club. If culture doesn't come first, or business or whatever you do, if culture doesn't come first and the rules and the guy leading it leads the team, then you're going to have problems. That's when guys start talking. What are we doing? Why is he doing that? Here's how it is. It's always going to be this way. If you sacrifice that at any time, because the guy's good or he does this or that, in a business, if he brings a lot of, money into your business, but he's an idiot, it's in the long run, it's a losing proposition. So culture comes first, and that's what Snitker does, and that's what Bobby Cox did. And now they have some talent to go along with that, and it's a great combination.
So Acuna, they shut him down the last week with the groin. Is he okay going into the playoffs? And Donaldson also was day-to-day, and Freddie's kind of had some bone spurs in his elbow, and a lot of people think he's, cooled off because of it.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. They shut Acuna down last week. Freddie has been bothered. What I'm reading, what I'm hearing is he says it's fine. It kind of comes and goes. That's the thing, until they take that bone spur out. That's what I'm worried about. It could pop up here. You know, who knows? It could be the first game, could be the third game. Josh Donaldson, look, everybody's banged up. It's just like any sport. When you get into this time of year, into the playoffs, everybody's going to be banged up. You'd like to be really healthy, but, you know, they did have a little funky finish to the season. So, you know, I'm a little concerned. St. Louis is really good.
Right.
They got some good pitching. So I think they'll beat, you know, St. Louis. But yeah, I got a few concerns, but I'm still liking them.
Dale Murphy's God in Atlanta. Let me ask you, what did you think when they went with Keuchel over Soroka? The kid was an absolute badass this year. What was the strategy there, you think, of going with Keuchel?
Well, the word on the street is they love Soroka's road numbers. You can be debated, but this is when Snitker and his staff, you look at numbers and you look at things, and then you go with what you see with your eyes and what you feel. And I think with Keuchel's, the one thing about a young kid like Soroka and Fried, who, you know, look at him, he's the number four starter, going to go with Fulton Nevich the second game. The one thing about young guys is getting too hyped up. Soroka has got to get he's got a great sinker ball. You got to give him a little time to acclimate. I think Keuchel, with his experience, won the day for him to start game one.
Do you think, Murph, that, because honestly, you know the deal, like the Cardinals, my whole life, these rotten Cardinals, they always just, they make this party and then they start winning. It's the craziest thing. What is it, 11 World Championships? They have one of the greatest franchises, whether you like it or not, in baseball history, and they always seem to show up in the postseason and perform. It's the craziest thing. That team has been, you know, the Blues win the cup, right, in the Stanley Cup, but the Cardinals are an institution in that town. They are the only thing that's ever mattered in that town, and the fans, they pour into that ballpark. It's crazy what they've accomplished. I think you got your hands full. They're just a nightmare. They're a pain in the ass, Murph.
No, I agree with you. There's no, excuse me, there's no question. One of my favorite places to play was St. Louis. It's like going to a college game. Everybody's wearing red.
Right.
Everybody's into the game, even during the regular season. They don't just show up for the playoffs. You're right. A dedicated fan base and a quality club. Excuse me. The reason is because they've stayed true to what they know wins, defense and pitching. You know, they'll hit a few home runs, you know, score a few runs, but you know they're always going to play good defense and have good pitching. And that's going to give you a consistent chance, you know, to compete year in and year out. So, you know, a lot of credit. I agree with you. I think if the Braves win, you know, it goes five games. I think that.
So let me ask you about, when you opened up the place down by the ballpark, I bet you thought, I want to know what you think of running it, like the restaurant, and then how, like, now that there's going to be playoffs, how crazy and packed it's going to be, and frankly, how much money you're going to make.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a fan of the Braves, but now I'm a business owner, and I own a restaurant near the ballpark. So, yeah, no question about it. We've already talked about it. Me and my partners, we're Braves fans, but yeah, we'll sell a few more burgers the longer the Braves play in the postseason.
I mean, honestly, Murph, like if they go into from the DS to the pennant and play in the championship series and then make the World Series, I mean, just imagine the you guys will have lines going out the door. I mean, you better get some kegs in there, Murph.
That's right. And so you're coming to Atlanta, aren't you? You got to be there if they go to the World Series.
I mean,
I'll buy you a burger.
I guess I'll have to come down and hit Murph's up and have a big meal. I mean, it's going to be the place to be. I mean, it's probably the most popular place now around the ballpark. Do you do all kinds of radio shows in there and everything, like with the Fan or the other stations? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. We got 92.9 The Game there.
Right.
Dukes and Bell will be there Thursday and Friday. And Bill Shanks.
I know those guys.
Yeah. So he'll be there Friday. He's been there every Friday. They've been there before. We love it. It's a great atmosphere. And And we're looking forward to it. It's I think the city, the team, everybody's really excited, especially watching these wild card games. You know, get your blood going.
Well, I mean, it's better than watching the Falcons, Murph.
they look
terrible.
That one hurts.
They're terrible. I mean, so you got to focus on what's good, right? And the Braves are good. Do you like, has it been crazy for you getting into the restaurant business, like at that level around the ballpark? Because it's a great location, which is everything. How have you liked that transition in life, Murph?
Oh, it's been an education.
I'll bet.
I had no idea how many moving parts are involved in, number one, just getting a meal to someone. You know, we have a sit-down restaurant. It's not fast casual, which I get is a lot simpler. But, you know, our servers are great. The whole team is excellent. People have a good experience. I got a bunch of pictures back from the TBS days up there, and it's just a lot of fun. But this is our third year, I would still be totally lost if someone said, you know, here, you manage this place, because there's just too much going on. I'm not that organized. You know, it's like running a team. You know, baseball's 162 games a year. You know, keeping a restaurant going and active and people happy and your servers on the ball, you know, it's a daily grind.
Right.
It's a tough business, but it's rewarding. It's fun to connect with the fans there, and you know, people from all over the country. Really, we're in a really unique place, and we get so it's been a great experience. But I've learned a lot.
People must freak out when they see you in there. What do you think of the? How hard it's going to be to beat the Yankees and Astros?
Well, it's going to be really tough. I think it'll be the Astros. I still think the Yankees strike out too much. I know that's kind of a simplistic scouting report, but I really think at this time of year it's going to be an issue. It's going to be really, really tough, I think, for anybody to keep these Astros from winning at all. They got to, you know, just great. They get their balance. They do everything well. It's going to be tough.
So if the Braves beat the Cardinals, which is going to be a load in itself, do you think they could beat the Dodgers? Because I think the Dodgers are going to be in that championship series no matter what.
Yeah, I think, I understand why the Dodgers will be favored. But, you know, it's baseball. It's weird. I think we got a couple good left-handers to go against their left-handers. Muncy and Bellinger. But no, we're gonna have our hands full. No matter what happens to get to the World Series. I think the Dodgers are going to beat the Nationals. But you know, it's just tough. This time of year, you got these clubs are so well balanced. It's going to come down to little things, really. Watch the little things, like we saw last night with the Nationals. Little things. Don't walk people. Keep the ball in front of you.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. It's going to be critical.
Yeah. Do you think, Murph, that the Braves could actually make it and beat the Astros?
Well, yeah. No, I think I'm a big fan.
Right.
I'm always going to pull for the Braves. But would I favor the Astros? Sure. Yeah. I mean, how can you not? What they've done and what they have, they're like the Braves, like 3 years from now. That's kind of what's going on with Houston. And so the Braves may be a little young. We'll see.
My guy Derek Schiller runs the Braves.
Absolutely. He's done a great job.
He's a great guy. I love you, Murph. You're awesome. I always love having you on the bench. Enjoy the playoffs.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
All right, there he is, the Braves legend and one of our dear friends, Dale Murphy, the one and only badass. You got to check out Murph's restaurant down at SunTrust right there by the stadium. Great spot to eat and party. A little surprised you didn't invite me down there to do a show live, honestly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.